Johnson. We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you. But the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
Just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is hour number two of Govern America. I am Darren Weeks as we continue on here on this 30th of October, 2010. I was talking about the G20. They just had the meeting last week. They're getting ready for a meeting next month, actually. And they continue to try to address the currency wars that are going on, the global race to the bottom that globalism has given us. And I was sharing from this document, this communique that they released just last week, and I want to continue with this a little bit, and then we'll get into some other things. They say downside risks remain and are different from country to country and region to region. Yet given the high interdependence among our countries, and why do we need to be interdependent, folks? We don't. That was an engineered scenario. But they say, given the high interdependence, our countries in the global economic and financial system, uncoordinated responses will lead to worse outcomes for everyone. Our cooperation is essential. We are all committed to play our part in achieving strong, sustainable, and balanced growth in a collaborative and coordinated way. They say specifically, we will pursue structural reforms to boost and sustain global demand, foster job creation, and increase growth potential. A complete financial repair and regulatory reforms without delay. Now keep in mind, folks, these are international bankers. These are the people, ladies and gentlemen, that were behind the fraud and corruption on Wall Street and worldwide in the banking sector. These are the people that led to the changes in the law that made the foreclosure mess, which is yet to blow up to its fullest extent, and all of the corruption that exists today, the money that they've stolen from the people in the form of banker bailouts and everything else, these are the people that created the whole problem in the first place. And yet these are the people that are going to be responsible for the financial repair and regulatory reforms. Now, ladies and gentlemen, when somebody breaks into your house and steals all your valuable possessions, do you put that person in charge of making the laws about home burglary? And yet that is precisely what we have done here in this country and around the world. We literally have the fox guarding the chickens today. They say in advanced countries, formulate and implement clear, credible, ambitious, and growth-friendly medium-term fiscal consolidation plan. Consolidation plan. In line with the Toronto Summit commitment. All right, I got to take this break, and we'll continue here in a moment. 800-313-9443 is the number. Your phone calls are welcome.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of heartdrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm going to try to speed up here so I can get through this as quickly as possible. But I think this is important documentation, ladies and gentlemen, right from the horse's, well, the horse's hind end. I was going to say the horse's mouth, but given the circumstances. Anyway, the point is they're telling you exactly what they intend to do here. And it's exactly the opposite of what we need to do. They say they want to move towards more market-determined exchange rate systems that reflect underlying economic fundamentals and refrain from competitive devaluation of currencies. Now, obviously, we don't want devaluation of currencies. Advanced economies, including those with reserve currencies, will be vigilant against excessive volatility and disorderly movements in exchange rates. These actions will help mitigate the risk of excessive volatility in capital flows facing some emerging markets, emerging countries. Together, we will reinvigorate our efforts to promote a stable and well-functioning international monetary system. Did you get that, folks? I want to say that again. They say, together, we will reinvigorate our efforts to promote a stable and well-functioning international monetary system and call on the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, to deepen its work in these areas. We welcome the IMF's work to conduct spillover assessments of the wider impact of systemic economies policies. Now they say another thing they want to do is continue to resist all forms of protectionist measures and seek to, in other words, those things that countries do to protect themselves in the global marketplace, we don't want that to happen. We don't want tariffs on imports. We don't want anybody to act in their own best interest. Everyone needs to commit suicide nationally so that we can have this IMF well-functioning international monetary system, listeners. And what makes you think that once they get an international monetary system in place, it's going to be well-functioning? Wasn't that what we were sold back when they brought in the Federal Reserve Act of 1913? This was the solution to, well, what created the long, what was called the Long Depression, which started in, I think, 1892? They brought in the 1913 Federal Reserve Act, supposedly as a solution to that whole deal back then. And what do we have right after that? We had the Great Depression. So congratulations. We're being suckered again. Anyway, they say they want to continue to resist all forms of protectionist measures and seek to make significant progress to further reduce barriers to trade. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that is exactly the opposite of what we need to do to rescue our financial system. We will not have jobs as long as we don't have what they call protectionism and barriers to trade. They say strengthen multilateral cooperation to promote external sustainability and pursue the full range of policies conducive to reducing excessive imbalances and maintaining current account imbalances at sustainable levels. Persistently large imbalances assessed against indicative guidelines to be agreed would warrant an assessment of their nature and the root causes of impediments to adjustments as part of the mutual assessment process. Anyway, I'm going to leave this communique, this documentation from the G20 alone. By the way, if you want to read this whole thing, and there's other communiques that are up there as well, this is all documentation, ladies and gentlemen, straight from the horse's mouth. This is where they're taking us. Nothing is hidden anymore. If people are paying attention, you can clearly see where this is all headed. It's called the New International Economic Order. The leaders around the world openly admit this now. They're very overt in their intentions. You can put New World Order into YouTube. You can see Henry Kissinger and a myriad of other people from national levels of government, academia, and various other areas, a business sector, movers and shakers, openly embracing the New World Order. And yet, if you talked about it, you know, some decades ago, you were a conspiracy kook. They're finally getting to the point where they are achieving what they have been wanting to achieve for ages. We have the Bloomberg reporting. EU's Barnier says China needs to follow through on global responsibility. They're talking about manipulation of currency. China needs to quit doing that. I'm going to skip that in the interest of time. Here we see from the New York Times, as this is another casualty of trade policies that we have going on, China now has the fastest supercomputer in the world. The New York Times is reporting Chinese computer trumps U.S. as one of the world's fastest. They say a Chinese scientific research center has built the fastest supercomputer ever made, replacing the United States as maker of the swiftest machine and giving China bragging rights as a technology superpower. We are putting all of our jobs over there, folks. We're giving them everything they need to defeat us. They're taking the money, putting it into their People's Liberation Army, building weapons, pointing it back at us. They're building supercomputers. It's all with our money. And by the way, we have up on the website at governamerica.com information about the communist Chinese Walmart boycott. Highly encourage you to boycott Walmart. Boycott all communist Chinese-made products in the store to whatever extent that you can. I realize there are some things you cannot get anymore, a lot of things you cannot get unless they're made in communist China. But, ladies and gentlemen, if they're not going to take measures on a national level, then we need to have measures taken by the individuals. From Yahoo Finance, We told you folks, Vicki Davis has done a lot of research about the EB-5 visa program. This is a program, once again, talking about communist Chinese. They're utilizing this. Foreign investors, foreign countries, can literally come into the United States and buy up, buy their way, buy citizenship into the United States. And we told you about that months ago. Now we have it coming out in Yahoo Finance. Citizenship for sale. They say every day investors around the world choose to put their hard-earned cash into the United States. Billions of dollars flow in the form of foreign debt direct investment, as when a group of Brazilians bought Burger King. And foreigners purchased hundreds of billions of U.S. stocks and bonds as measured by the Treasury's TIC data. And I would add, once again, we have the communist Chinese, we have governors, the governor of Idaho, we talked about this back several weeks ago, going over to communist China to woo those people to buy our gold mines. I talked about a few weeks ago how we have CNOOC, the communist Chinese oil company, CNOOC, buying an oil company in Texas. So we have foreign investors invading our shores. So they say you can't simply purchase an American passport, at least not legally. But since 1990, foreigners with as little as $500,000 in cash have been able to invest their way to a quick green card, putting them on path to citizenship. Yes, the U.S. government lets people with cash jump in line for a green card through the EB-5 program. Starting in 1990, 10,000 visas have been set aside each year for EB-5 category, or EB category. And EB stands for employment-based, by the way. They say the program was designed to encourage foreign investors to create jobs by starting a new business or preserve jobs by investing in money-losing businesses. If they agree to invest $1 million, foreigners can get a visa, apply for green cards, and become conditional permanent residents. Now think about that, folks. If you are a country that wants to engage in espionage, if you are a country that wants to occupy your enemy, like communist Chinese, like the communist Chinese are, $500,000, $1 million, that's pocket change, especially when we have all of our jobs over there, and they're making so much money off of us. So $1 million to send their communist Chinese military in plain clothes covertly here in this country, and their spies covertly in this country. We have Russian spies that have been busted recently and went back. That's an awful cheap discount, isn't it? America is literally for sale, ladies and gentlemen. And that's because we are bankrupt. And we've been made that way on purpose. They say after 2 years, provided they've made good on their promise to invest, created 10 jobs, family members don't count, and the business is still an ongoing concern, they can apply to have those conditions removed. And after 5 years, with a green card, holders can apply for citizenship. Of the 10,000 visas in the program, 3,000 are set aside for targeted employment areas, rural areas, or places with unemployment rate that's 150% or more of the national average. For these visas, the threshold is lowered to $500,000. Another 3,000 visas are set aside for investments in regional centers. Regional centers, listeners, areas or industries designated by states. Some organizations, professional service firms, and companies promote the program as a whole or market investment in particular projects as appropriate for EB-5 aspirants, such as a ski resort in Vermont. Other entrepreneurs having a tough time raising cash are now seeking to use the program to tap into new sources of financing. The Wall Street Journal reported last week that developer Bruce Ratner is seeking to use the program to help raise funds in China for his massive controversial Atlantic Yards development in Brooklyn, New York. Okay, I'm going to leave this this thing there. EB-5 visa program needs to be brought to an end, listeners. And that's not going to happen unless enough people know about it and enough people rise up and put pressure on your congressional leaders as well as your state leaders to do something to end this madness. This can be outlawed on a state level, folks. All right, we've got to take a break. We got callers when we come back. Stay with us. This is Govern America.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Have you heard the big news? The anti-gun politicians just had their ass handed to them in the McDonald versus Chicago case. And now we're celebrating right in the backyard of Chicago itself, announcing America's Victory Shoots, the largest patriotic shooting event in generations, celebrating the Supreme Court's decision in McDonald versus Chicago, restoring the rights of all Americans across the land, from sea to shining sea. America's Victory Shoot is for Americans who share a passion for their rights and to celebrate the restoration of the Second Amendment. So come and let the freedom bells ring. Join us in the patriotic shooting event of a generation. Grab your guns and sign up for an event-filled weekend of shooting and self-protection training for you and your family. There's limited space, so go to republicbroadcasting.org to find out more and sign up today.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, the website is governamerica.com, www.governamerica.com, and my email address is radio@governamerica.com. And the mailing address, by the way, I haven't given that out in a long time. Darren Weeks, P.O. Box 368, Parma, P as in Paul, Parma, P-A-R-M-A, Parma, Michigan, 49269. Once again, that's P.O. Box 368, Parma, Michigan, 49269. All right, we got calls on the line. The number, if you'd like to call in, is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And let's go to Tennessee and talk to John. John, good morning.
Good morning, Darren. Is it the G7 or the G20 that's meeting?
It's the G20.
And what's the date? Is it the 7th? Or?
Well, they met last week, and I'm not sure exactly what the coming meeting date is. I'd have to look that up.
Well, because I was talking to Kathy Rubio a day or two ago, and both of us are getting this indication that something may happen on the 11th of November. And I'm wondering, Darren, what you think the possibility would be of them actually introducing this new currency, whether it's electronic or the coin that Medvedev was holding up last year when the G20 met.
Well, you know,
really, you think it's a possibility that they'll just collapse it?
Anything's possible, John. You know, the point is that I think what they're going to do, you know, as far as 1111 is concerned, you know, and I know that's one of their Masonic numbers, Luciferian numbers. I really kind of think that if the people are expecting it, it probably won't happen. You know, and maybe we've averted attacks, false flag operations in the past by talking about the possibilities and listening, having our ear to the ground and reporting on this stuff, because we have a burgeoning patriot community and a burgeoning alternative media. They can't just get away with things anymore. But they're going to crash it whenever they want to crash it. And I don't know, I don't have any idea when they're going to do it, but I know the documentation from the G20 website says that this is what their intent is going to be, and they're going to call on the IMF to do it. So we know that we already have SDRs, the special drawing rights, which is a basket of currencies that they are using now already, and we know that the Bancor, I guess, which is the new currency they've been talking about, they want to build this thing and introduce this worldwide. So this may very well be what's coming. I think, you know, what we're headed for at some point, you know, we've got so much debt here that nobody, it can never be repaid. There's no way you can ever repay this massive amount of debt. And so at some point, there's got to be a meeting to neutralize the debt unilaterally across the board, and to introduce some kind of alternative measure, in my thinking. So I don't know if that's the answer you're looking for, but that's about the only one I think I can give.
Well, I'm not really necessarily looking for an answer that's in agreement or disagreement. I'm just wondering, Darren, I came up with the date November 11th. I had no idea that there was anything involving 1111 until I got online and I'm doing a search on YouTube. And if you do November 11th, 2010 on YouTube, it will floor you what you see, and it's all New Age, Darren. I mean, they're looking, according to the videos I'm seeing, they're looking for Maitreya on the 11th of November. And I'm wondering with what they're saying, you know, with what Obama's saying, don't worry, we've got it all under control. And then you've got them giving countries that have no economy to speak of hundreds of billions of dollars or SDRs. They're literally, Darren, redistributing wealth in the face of the people of the world, and we're silent. You know, we're broke anyway, I guess, is our attitude. And they're giving something that's based on nothing to someone to make them think they've given them something. And it sounds like doublespeak, but that's what they're doing. And I'm like you. I think that all of these nations are gonna look at one another at some point.
All right, John?
Mission accomplished.
Yeah, you're breaking up now, so I guess I'm going to let you go.
All right, take care.
Appreciate the call. All right, Jeff in Massachusetts. Go right ahead, Jeff.
Well, I got some good information for this program.
Okay.
As far as immigration is concerned, and that's what I'm going to focus on, and you're absolutely right about the Red Chinese coming in as civilians and blending in, basically, you know, infiltrating our country pretty much. And I have the Wikipedia for SEIU. Now, what does this have to do with illegal immigrants, communist infiltrators, and so forth? Well, I'll tell you this paragraph right here. One of the major potentials of union growth in the United States is organizing workers high arith too, considered unorganizable, especially low-wage service sector workers, in what is often called social movement organizing. Many of these service...
Okay, hold it right there, Jeff. We're going to have to take a break here.
Okay.
Bottom of the hour break. I'll continue with you on the other side of the break. Folks, the number is 800-313-9443. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. We'll be back with Jeff in Massachusetts here on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. We have Jeff in Massachusetts on the line. And Jeff, go ahead and continue with your thoughts, please.
Oh, yes. Many of these service sector workers are minorities, immigrants, and women. That's the kicker right there. SEIU is like the Borg in Star Trek, just absorbing everything, like this black hole, absorbing all these non-union shops. And once they become SEIU, it's in their best interest to have more immigrants in this country so they can take the dues off of them and use the dues for far left wing candidates like Deval Patrick in my state, and just take this country right down the road to collectivism. And in fact, I have to leave my security job because SEIU took it over, and over my dead body will I have dues be given to homosexuality, abortion, and far left wing agendas. If they were neutral, I probably would be part of it because I don't want to lose my job, but I have to leave my job because of these people. Mm-hmm. So this is no joke.
Yeah, it's really a messed up situation, but keep in mind what Vicente Fox, the former leader of Mexico, said. He says, "My people coming to America are not illegal immigrants, but they're migrant workers under human rights treaties.
Wow.
It's international treaties that have made this all possible, and this is why we have the Obama administration and the administration before him. Every administration has to pretend like they're actually doing something about the problem to placate and pacify the masses, while at the same time they're encouraging everything. It's all across the board consolidation, just like they said at the G20, in that G20 document I was reading. Consolidation and integration.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but you are 100% right, because Agenda 21, all these agendas are combining together. And you know what? People who are real patriots, people who are real Christians, are going to have to make the choice. Either be part of the union, have your dues taken and given to these demons like Deval Patrick in my state of Massachusetts, and other perverts like Barney Frank and people like that, or take a stand, leave the job, be homeless, take a pay cut, have some real fortitude. And the problem is, my friend, people don't have that kind of fortitude. They talk, tell you what you want to hear, and there really is a communist class warfare being set here, to where you're going to have two nations. The first nation is people like us who are honest, pay our taxes, and are loyal to America, and then you have the other America, which is the invaders. The invaders want to take over America, take what they can take for themselves, send it back to their country, and give America the finger, and use our system to do it in the process, which is communism. It has nothing to do with race. It's ideology, and these third world people come from these communist countries, and they have to overcome that. And those who do overcome that are regarded as sellouts, which is part of the communism. And this goes on in half the world. We're going to experience the third world has already gone through.
That's right.
And I thank you for having me on the broadcast, and do have a
appreciate
good one.
The call there, Jeff. God bless you, man. Listen, folks, what he just said is absolutely right. This is going on in other countries. They do have border issues in other countries. They have migrant worker issues in other countries as well, because this is a global agenda. But once again, coming back to the agenda, the La Paz Agreement, which created the border region between the United States and Mexico, is something that opened the floodgates. You have a U.S.-Mexican border region. What happens when you have a border region? You have a overlying area where you literally are blurring the borders, and it goes on for, I think it's 60 miles on either side of the border, 120 miles altogether. It used to be called Border 21, Border Region 21. Now it's called Border 2012. The point of the matter is you have regional bureaucrats in charge of the border, and that's why we have a North American highway system being developed. And that, at the center of that, by the way, is going to be the toll roads. We talked about the toll roads last week, and we talked about how the governors now are pushing for toll roads. The National Governors Association is urging Congress not to restrict the conversion of interstate highways into toll roads. This is the latest thing that Janan in Texas just sent me. This comes from the Journal of the Politics of Driving, called thenewspaper.com. They're saying, facing massive budget shortfalls, many of the nation's governors are turning to toll roads as a solution to their short-term spending needs. The National Governors Association last month dispatched a letter to U.S. Senate committee leaders in the hopes of dissuading them from limiting the liabilities of states to impose tolls on existing interstate freeways. Fiscal pressures, burgeoning capacity needs, and escalating operating and maintenance costs are forcing states to pursue innovative financing options to complement traditional financing tools. That was of Governors Gary Herbert from Utah and Beverly Perdue in North Carolina. They wrote that on behalf of the National Governors Association's Economic Development and Commerce Committee. They say governors support the development of flexible and innovative financing mechanisms that strengthen the mobility goals of the states. We oppose any federal restrictions on the ability of the states to pursue public-private partnership arrangements and to address our unique infrastructure needs. So the name of the game, ladies and gentlemen, turning existing highways into toll roads, having them managed by companies, many of which are going to be foreign companies, as we already talked about, EB-5 visa program. You're going to have foreign companies coming in, foreign individuals coming in, buying their way in the United States because they have money to invest in your infrastructure, like the highways, for instance. This is all going on right now, and you're not being told by this by the major press. Moving along here, we see from Chicago Press Release Service, Governor Quinn announces Illinois as first state to begin high-speed rail construction. This is another thing that's being promoted to promote jobs. And how many of these high-speed rail systems are going to be privatized? Probably all of them. And they're going to be run by foreign companies and countries. Governor Pat Quinn announced that he was joined by officials to announce the start of a $98 million project to upgrade the initial 90 miles of Union Pacific Railroad track between Alton and Lincoln in preparation for high-speed rail service. This initial phase will create approximately 900 direct and indirect jobs, they say, and represents the first high-speed rail upgrades in the nation. In total, developing the Chicago St. Louis high-speed rail corridor is anticipated to create and retain approximately 24,000 direct and indirect Illinois jobs. The project is funded through the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act. In other words, federally funded, listeners. More grant money coming into your local states and communities to implement what is Agenda 21. Is the idea this? Build the infrastructure to get you out of the cars and to restrict your freedom. Moving along, here we see from the North Jersey Transportation Planning Authority. They say, this is a press release from last month, help plan the region's transportation future. They say New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, regional travel survey. They say, to better understand the tri-state area's transportation needs now and into the future, the region's transportation planning agencies are launching a regional travel survey that will look at how and why people move around 28 targeted counties in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. Beginning in September and continuing over the next year, travel data will be collected from more than 18,000 randomly selected households in the area, each representing thousands of other households in the area. And they give a web address where you can get more information about this. It's www.regionaltravelsurvey.org. That's regionaltravelsurvey.org. They say the results will allow planners and transportation providers to develop plans to improve transit systems, reduce traffic congestion, address air quality issues, and ensure the safety of the region's transportation network. Participation in the survey, while not mandatory, will help provide key travel statistics for the region and blah, 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 blah. The name of the game is getting you out of your car and into alternative forms of transportation, because their smart growth communities are being planned and implemented all around the country and around the world. Here we see from, this is another government website, the California Environmental Protection Agency Air Resources Board. They say California takes the first step toward more livable, sustainable communities. Listeners, our regional targets promote more integrated planning, greater transportation choice for Californians. They line Sacramento. Today, California adopted goals for more healthy and sustainable communities that improves the way we plan and promotes more transportation choices. Now, when they say more transportation choices, what they really mean is we're giving you more choices that are the alternative to the automobile, because eventually you won't have the automobile. And they don't say that, but that's what they mean. They say today the Air Resources Board adopted targets for reducing greenhouse gas emissions in 2020 and 2035 associated with passenger vehicle travel in the state's 18 metropolitan planning organizations. The proposed targets required under SB 375 of 2008 are designed to help coordinate land use and transportation planning. The law requires cities and counties to use the targets to develop sustainable strategies for growth and development over the next 25 years. Improved planning will offer a wider variety of transportation choices, including public transit and more walkable streets and cities. Listeners, walkable communities, walkable streets and cities, public transportation. This is what they mean by more choices. Notice they don't mention the automobile in here. It will also guide future development decisions so people can live close to where they work and play. Once again, sustainable, dense communities where you're living with your neighbors, everybody's up in your business, you have community policing going on from the Department of Justice, and the fusion centers are able to gather intel on everybody that lives there very easily. The cameras will be up everywhere to spy on everything that you do. You'll have the community leaders coming to your door, taking assessments, what you have in your house. I mean, this kind of stuff is already going on. The pilot project in Seattle does exactly what they're doing and exactly what they've done. They say, while the goal is to reduce greenhouse gases, another thing that we don't need to do, folks, because carbon dioxide is helpful for the planet. But they say the goal is to reduce greenhouse gases from passenger vehicles. It also helps clean the air in the state by reducing the amount of pollution that creates smog. Quote, these targets are ambitious, achievable, and very good news for California communities. Improved planning means cleaner air in our cities, less time stuck in your car, and healthier, more sustainable communities, said ARB Chairman Mary Nichols. She continued by saying, cities that choose to develop sustainable community plans that meet these targets have an advantage when it comes to attracting the kinds of vibrant, healthy development that people want. I don't know how much more of this I'm going to read because there's a lot more to cover. Here we see from the U.S. Department of Education. Department of Ed awards Promise Neighborhoods Planning Grants. 21 communities win funding to build effective school with strong support systems. So the U.S. Department of Education Secretary Arnie Duncan announced that 21 nonprofit organizations and institutions of higher education will receive Promise Neighborhoods Planning Grants. With the one-year grants, the recipients will create plans to provide cradle-to-career services that improve the educational achievement and healthy development of children. Quote, I applaud each of the Promise Neighborhood applicants for their leadership, Obama said. He continued, they are galvanizing their communities to help offer our children a pathway out of poverty. You know, it seems to me, ladies and gentlemen, the more pathways out of poverty the federal government gives us, the more in poverty that we get. You ever notice that? I think we could live without these pathways to out of poverty. Moving along here, we see urban housing communities. Urban housing communities. Since 2003, Urban Housing Communities LLC, which is a partner of Bank of America Community Development Corporation and Morgan Stanley, the banking cartel, they're the ones that are behind these sustainable communities, listeners, controlling everything you do. But they have Urban Housing Communities LLC in California and Hawaii. Drawing on vast networks of partners, they say, we create multifamily housing developments that serve specific, defined needs of residents, financiers, and local municipalities. We understand the complexities of the low-income housing tax credit program, tax-exempt bonds, and other forms of key subsidies used to develop affordable housing. UHC employs this knowledge when executing its mission-driven goals, ultimately creating sustainable, livable communities that are rich with opportunity for families and seniors. So we have this going on everywhere. This is all Agenda 21, sustainable development being implemented all around the country and around the world. From the Smart Growth Network, we see construction begins on first affordable apartments targeting families in Big Bear Lake, California. They say Urban Housing Communities LLC, the one I was just sharing to you, with you from, they've begun construction of the crossroads, the crossings at Big Bear Lake, a 42-unit affordable housing structure upon completion next summer. This new $17 million community will offer healthy, supportive, and eco-friendly apartment homes to local working families earning between 30% and 60% of the San Bernardino County median income. I'm not going to read that whole thing because there's a lot more to cover. And we're almost up to break time. Here we see from Iowa, also from the Smart Growth Network. University Heights City Council gives first approval to Smart Growth Project. The 1,000-resident Iowa City enclave of University Heights needs the tax revenue from its first mixed-use complex to remain fiscally stable. But many residents continue to oppose the project. Well, why do they continue to oppose the project, ladies and gentlemen? Do they recognize that maybe we don't want the United Nations controlling everything we do? This is what it's about. The UN Agenda 21 needs to be researched. It's linked up on the website at governamerica.com. We've got to take a break. Much more to cover. And in the third hour, we're going to be visiting with Jim Condit Jr., talking about vote fraud and some other things. So stay with us.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
All right, I'm going to ditch the bumper music in the interest of time. We're going to be bringing up Jim Condit Jr. here in just a few minutes. In the meantime, we see from the Housing and Urban Development website, government website, ladies and gentlemen, which I've read a lot from a lot of different government websites today. This is documentation, folks, straight from the horse's mouth. Here we see from Housing and Urban Development, Obama administration awards additional $1 billion to stabilize neighborhoods hard hit by foreclosure. Third round of NSP grants to build on efforts to confront abandonment and blight. Dateline Washington, U.S. Housing and Urban Development Secretary Sean Donovan today awarded an additional $1 billion in funding to all states, along with a number of counties and local communities struggling to reverse the effects of the foreclosure crisis. The grants announced today represent a third round of funding through the Housing and Urban Development's Neighborhood Stabilization Program, or NSP, and will provide targeted emergency assistance to state and local governments to acquire, redevelop, or demolish foreclosed properties. For a complete listing, and they give the Housing and Urban Development website, first they created the foreclosure mess, they created the banking mess, and this is their solution. All these houses are empty now, so they can turn around and redesign the communities, get rid of blight, which has been created, because once you have people moving out of their houses, being forced out of their houses, neighborhoods become blighted. Then they can come in like they have in Detroit and Flint with the bulldozers, bulldoze the houses, and redesign them after the pattern of sustainable development. This is what's going on, listeners. All right, I want to share with you in the waning moments that we have here, got some information here from Karen in Minnesota. She says, I enjoy listening to your program every week. Our best defense is to inform others. I know if I send you information, you have the avenue to get to spread it. She says, I live on Lake Superior and near the protected boundary waters, and Agenda 21 reigns here. And she says she's formerly a Michigander. Anyway, she sent me some newspaper clippings, the headline of which, Protecting 32,000 Islands of Ecological Purity. It says, and this is from the Minnesota Star Tribune, across the Great Lakes, there's growing interest in the ecological importance of islands and the need to keep them free of invasive plants, pests, and other threats. Now, a first-ever atlas compiled by U.S. and Canadian researchers has cataloged their biological value and identified looming threats from expanding homes, resorts, roads, and marinas. The lakes contain more than 32,000 islands, making them the world's largest collection of freshwater islands, according to the report. Quote, islands have a lot of shoreline. They have a lot of rare species and habitats, and in many cases, they're in better condition than the mainland. That was Dan Cross, co-author of the Atlas and Conservation Science Manager for, guess who, the Nature Conservancy of Canada, listeners. He says, the Isles are extremely diverse, ranging from the tiny rocky shoals to groupings that form sandy archipelagos to larger islands such as Isle Royale and Lake Superior, in Lake Superior, with their own thin soils and microclimates. We also have information here about how they're forcing people off Isle Royale who have lived there all their lives. And this all connects, ladies and gentlemen, to a chapter in Agenda 21, Chapter 17, among other chapters as well, protection of the oceans, all kinds of seas, including enclosed and semi-enclosed seas and coastal areas, and the protection and rational use and development of their living resources. All of that can be researched. It's on the UN website, which is linked at governamerica.com. All right, this is at the end of the hour. We're going to continue in the next hour. Hopefully, we'll be bringing up Jim Condit, Jr., so stay with us as Govern America continues here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.